The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. It's been a while since we talked about music festivals going on around the state of North Carolina. That's where we're going to start in this episode. October 4th through the 7th, it's the Bluegrass Island Festival in Manteo. The festival debuted in 2012 and has established itself as a major fall event on the Outer Banks, featuring top bluegrass acts, a band competition, vendors, fireworks, and more. Festival site is the Roanoke Island Festival Park. October 5th through the 8th, it's the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. The festival presents an eclectic mix of music from rock to jazz and Americana, Cajun, and klezmer on four stages. There are also musicians competitions, arts and crafts vendors, food vendors, games, a drum circle, children's activities, and more. The festival site is Shikori Hills. October 6 and 7, it's the Old Front Porch Music Festival in Oriental. The picturesque coastal village of Oriental opens the front porches of several homes and businesses for about 30 performers who play a variety of music throughout Saturday afternoon. Artisans and crafters display their wares at the country marketplace, and various restaurants and businesses support the festival with special sales and other activities. The festival also presents a classic car show and a chicken barbecue dinner. The festival site is Broad and Hodges Street in Oriental and the Old Theater on Broad Street. October 6 and 7, Marcus King Band Family Reunion. This is in Black Mountain. The rising guitarist Marcus King and his band host a two-day music festival featuring a lineup curated by King himself. A portion of the proceeds go to Cannabis Forward, a Greenville, South Carolina-based organization that raises awareness of the medical benefits of marijuana. The funds also go to Mental Health America of Greenville County, a mental health advocacy, awareness, and service organization. The festival site in Black Mountain is Pisgah Brewing Company. October 6 and 7, Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival. This is in Mars Hill. Regional musicians and dancers remember Bascom Lamar Lunsford, a musician and folklorist who dedicated his life to collecting and promoting the music of the Southern Appalachians. Festival site is Mars Hill University. October 13th through the 15th, 3 days of light gathering. This is in Ferguson. The festival bills itself as part retreat, part festival, part summer camp, part earth school. In addition to music in the evenings, the weekend offers 36 workshops on a range of topics such as sustainable living, natural health and wellness, personal and spiritual development, and community and culture, plus keynote speakers, yoga and movement classes, flow and fire performances, fire dance, drum circles, and more. The festival site is the High Country Motorcycle Camp. October 14 and 15, it's the Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival. This is in Curry Beach. The Oceanside Festival presents national, regional, and local blues and jazz performers on two stages, plus craft vendors, food vendors offering seafood and other cuisine, wine, beer, and liquor, and a children's area with magicians, jugglers, clowns, and more. The festival site is the Fort Fisher Air Force recreational area. October 19th through the 21st, it's Dewey Fest in Burlington. This is Fiddler Dewey Brown's family-style bluegrass celebration. The festival moved from spring to fall last year for 2 days of shows and expands to 3 days this year. The festival site is Maplewood Hills Event Center. All right, we're going to move on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up Friday, October 6th, it's Northern Lights, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. The heart of this evening of Finnish masterpieces is Sibelius's breathtakingly beautiful Symphony No. 2, which he called a confession of the soul. Plus, for the first time in its history, North Carolina Symphony performs Sibelius's tone poem, Ensaga, another intensely personal musical statement, of which the composer wrote, "In no other work have I revealed myself so completely." This is Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 on Friday, October 6th. Also on that date, Morgan James. One voice is all it takes. The right vocalist can make you fall in love at first listen, elicit tears, or bring back a different era altogether. A microphone and a stage remain the only necessities. That holds true for New York-based soul singer and songwriter Morgan James. On her sophomore album, Reckless Abandon, James casts an unbreakable spell with a powerhouse voice and a soulful poise. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Saturday, October 7th, Kevin O'Barr and Greg Moore, along with Kerry Marshall. This is presented by Theater Raleigh at Kennedy Theater. Two acts for the price of one, local favorites and cabaret stars Kevin O'Barr and Greg Moore will win you with their humor of heart, then turn the stage over to award-winning singer-songwriter Kerry Marshall, who will wow you with her stunning vocals and unique style. The concert starts at 8. October 12th through the 19th, Sleepy Hollow, Carolina Ballet. An evening of haunted stories to the stage just in time for Halloween. This collection of the macabre, including the legend of Sleepy Hollow, will bring just the right amount of fright to an evening of tales from the bewitched and beyond. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 13 and 14, Classic Pops, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Grant Llewellyn creates a concert that unfolds the timeless appeal of light classical gems and feel-good pops arrangements in the style of the acclaimed Boston Pops. Maymandy Concert Hall. Concerts start at 8 o'clock both evenings. Sunday, October 15th, Before You Say I Do. Dr. Adele Masters is a world-renowned couples therapist. She holds her group couples retreat once a year at a secret location. There she rips into the couple's fears, neurotic craziness, and hilarious and scandalous secrets to discover if they are ready for wedding bells or wedding hell. Either way, by the time she's finished with you, you'll know everything you need to know before you say I do. Show is at 7. Monday, October 16th, Junie B. Jones, Classic Productions for Students, Hooray, Hooray, a musical, and it's all about me, Junie B. Jones. It's the bestest musical ever. It's got loads of funny songs, and it's based on a bunch of books this lady, Barbara Park, wrote about me and the things I do, Junie B., First Grader at Last, Junie B., Boss of Lunch, Junie B., one-man band. Whew. I'm glad I can write everything down in my top-secret personal beeswax journal. And you know what? I think I might like first grade after all. Junie B. Jones, Maymandy Concert Hall, performances at 9:45 and 11:45 a.m. Thursday, October 19th, Old Crow Medicine Show, presented by Pinecone. They'll be performing their newest album, 50 Years of Blonde on Blonde, in its entirety. Last year, in celebration of 50 years since the release of Dylan's iconic 1966 double LP Blonde on Blonde, Old Crow covered the album in its entirety for a performance at the CMA Theater located inside the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville. 50 Years of Blonde on Blonde is a live recording of what Rolling Stone called that night's epic performance. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, October 20th and 21st, Beethoven and Mendelssohn, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Join us for violinist Benjamin Bielman's spellbinding interpretation of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. The serene spirit of Beethoven's pastoral symphony evokes everything from a country landscape to bird calls. This is 8 o'clock both nights, Maymandy Concert Hall. And Friday, October 20th, Jake Shimabukuro. Born and raised in Hawaii, Jake is known for his energetic strumming on the ukulele. Jake's performance incorporates elements of thoughtful, sophisticated arrangements to spontaneous, improvised passages. In addition to his original compositions, his repertoire includes Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, Schubert's Ave Maria, and Cohen's Hallelujah, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. All right, we're going to move on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Thursday, October 5th, North Carolina film premiere of Food Evolution. This is presented by the North Carolina Biotechnology Center. General admission is $10. It all starts with the reception at 5. The film is at 6:30. Sunday, October 8th, an evening with Robert Cray. Open ears and an open mind are the essence of singer, guitarist, and songwriter Robert Cray's approach to writing, recording, and playing music. He has created a sound that rises from American roots and arrives today both fresh and familiar. Concert starts at 7:30. Tickets are $39.50 and $49.50. Monday, October 9th at Carolina Theater, an evening with Sarah Vowell, American historian. Sarah is the New York Times best-selling author of 6 nonfiction books on American history and culture. By examining the connections between the American past and present, Sarah offers personal, often humorous accounts of everything from presidents and their assassins to colonial religious fanatics, as well as thoughts on American Indians, utopian dreamers, pop music, and the odd, cranky cartographer. This free event is made possible by the generous support of the Durham Library Foundation. The event starts at 7. Friday, October 20th, Alasdair Fraser and Natalie Haas, the musical partnership between consummate performer Alasdair Fraser, the Michael Jordan of Scottish fiddling, and brilliant Californian cellist Natalie Haas, spans the full spectrum between intimate chamber music and ecstatic dance energy. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Friday, October 27th, country star Dwight Yoakam. He sold more than 25 million albums worldwide, and he is a 21-time nominated, multiple Grammy Award winner. He has 12 gold albums and 9 platinum or multi-platinum albums, with 5 of those albums topping Billboard's country album chart, and another 14 landing in the top 10. Tickets are $79.50 and $110. Wednesday, November 1st, it's Jen Kirkman, the all-new Material Girl Tour 2017. She's a national and internationally touring stand-up comedian. her 2015 Netflix original comedy special, I'm Going to Die Alone and I Feel Fine, was named one of the top 10 comedy specials of that year by Time Out New York, New York Magazine, and The Atlantic. Tickets are $25. Then on Thursday, November 2nd, it's Amos Lee. Over the course of more than a dozen years and six studio albums, Amos has continued to evolve, develop, and challenge himself as a musician. With spirit, he makes his biggest creative leap yet. Tickets range from $39.50 to $59.50. Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, Wednesday, October 4th, Tajmo, the Taj Mahal and Keb Mo Band. Thursday, October 5th, The Price is Right Live. It's the hit interactive stage show that gives eligible individuals the chance to come on down. That's at DPAC, Thursday, October 5th. Tuesday, October 10th, Peppa Pig Surprise. Friday, October 13th, it is Rodney Carrington, a multi-talented comedian, actor, singer, and writer. He's been making audiences laugh for almost 20 years. This is for mature audiences. Another mature audience favorite, Saturday, October 14th, Jim Jeffries, the Unusual Punishment Tour. Jeffries has firmly established himself as one of the most popular and respected comedians of his generation, again, for mature audiences. Sunday, October 15th, it's Sip and Savor, a wine and food experience. Promoters say their vision is to create an approachable event with educational components and to highlight North Carolina's finest restaurants and culinary talents by pairing them with wine from all around the globe. October 17th through the 22nd, everybody knows the story, it's The Little Mermaid. Tuesday, October 24th, music man Michael McDonald with special guest Mark Cohn, five-time Grammy Award-winning vocalist and acclaimed singer-songwriter. Michael McDonald's new release, Wide Open, is his first album of new music in nearly a decade. Wednesday, October 25th, So You Think You Can Dance, season 14 top 10 finalists, and they'll sprinkle in a few select all-stars. Friday, October 27th, is Jeezy with special guest Juvenile. Jeezy is a native of Atlanta, is a nationally acclaimed rapper, producer, and known as one of the founding pioneers of trap music. October 31st through November 5th, Love Never Dies. This story of boundless love, full of passion and drama, follows Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. The year is 1907. It is 10 years after his disappearance from the Paris Opera House, and the Phantom has escaped to a new life in New York, where he lives amongst the screaming joyrides and freak shows of Coney Island. But he's never stopped yearning for his one true love. And don't forget the Broadway hit and national phenomenon, Hamilton, is coming to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular music will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. All right, taking a look at some of the local events, Weaver Street Market, just two more jazz brunch Sundays on the schedule from 11 to 1 at Carborough's Weaver Street Market. October 8th, it's Rhonda Robichaux, and October 15th, the LIDs. Also on October 15th, Tables Empty Bowls fundraiser from 3:30 to 7. Empty Bowls has become a community tradition in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Each fall, local businesses, organizations, potters, and brands partner with the table to contribute food, venue, pottery, and music to make this event fun. Ticket holders come to the Weaver Street Market Lawn in Carrboro to enjoy hearty soup, drink, bread, and dessert in order to support the hungry children in the community. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road in Garner. Friday, October 13th, Luther Barnes. He's an ordained minister from Rocky Mount. He's also a record producer, director, songwriter, composer, and lead singer of Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilaires and the Redbud Gospel Choir. As an executive producer of gospel music, he has released over 28 CDs and has performed with gospel recording artists such as Shirley Caesar, Deborah Barnes, Kirk Franklin, and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Tickets are $30. The event starts at 7. October 20 and 21, and then again on October 27 and 28, Over the River and Through the Woods. Nick is a single Italian-American guy from New Jersey. His parents retired and moved to Florida. That doesn't mean his family isn't still in Jersey. In fact, he sees both sets of his grandparents every Sunday for dinner. This is routine until he has to tell them that he's been offered a dream job, the job he's been waiting for, marketing executive, that would take him away from his beloved but annoying grandparents. He tells them the news doesn't sit so well. Thus begins a series of schemes to keep Nick around, including the introduction of a lovely young lady. All right, we got some things coming up also at the Garner Performing Arts Center. It's scheduled for the 2017-2018 season of Broadway Voices. Saturday, November 18th, it's David Burnham. Saturday, January 13th, Lauren Kennedy. And Saturday, April 7th, Three Phantoms in concert. Nightdale Events Food Truck Thursday continues through November 16th. The events are held at the Nightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30. Dinner is 6 to 8. Friday through Sunday, October 13th through the 15th, it's Fall Fest 2017. This event includes Nightdale's Mumpkin Fest and the 2017 Drafts and Carafes Festival. Additionally, there will be a car show, train rides, hay rides, inflatable bouncy houses, pumpkin carvings, and more. The Fall Fest is a family and dog-friendly event. Don't forget your blankets and chairs to sit and enjoy the music. Friday 6 to 9, Saturday 10 to 9, and Sunday 1 to 5. Then, Saturday, October 21st, the Nightdale 3rd Annual Dogtoberfest. The event will kick off with a 2K9 fun walk run, along with a costume contest for dogs, pet adoptions, and pet-related vendors will also be on hand. This is a free event, and there is no pre-registration. The first 100 participants will receive a goodie bag. The specific location of this event will be the grassy area across from Nightdale Station Park Playground and behind Oak City Brewing. The 2K9 will begin at the Ashley Wilder Dog Park at 1 o'clock. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. Saturday and Sunday, November 11 and 12, the 4th Annual Paderewski Piano Festival, and that starts at 9 o'clock. There's also the Sights and Sounds Concert Series, with all events starting at 2 p.m. on Sundays, unless noted. Friday, October 13th, it is Mallarmé Chamber Players and the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Show starts at 8. October 29th, Juilliard String Quartet, the world-renowned Juilliard String Quartet, widely known as the quintessential American string quartet, performs a concert featuring the music of Haydn, Dvorak, and Bartok. November 19th, UNCG, that's as in UNC Greensboro, Faculty Voice Duo. Faculty members Donald Hartman, Clara O'Brien, and Jim Douglas perform Mailer's epic song cycle, The Youth's Magic Horn. January 21st, Isosceles String Quartet. February 11th, Duchamp McKenzie Duo. This is flute and piano. March 18th, American Chamber Players. March 13th, Symphony Winds. And May 20th, North Carolina Viol Concert. All right, audio described performances. Saturday, October 7th, Playing with Fire. This is Theater in the Park. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Sunday, October 8th, Guys and Dolls, Cary Arts Center. This is a 3 p.m. performance. Sunday, October 15th, Dark Side, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium in Raleigh, starts at 2. Saturday, October 21st, The Little Mermaid. This is a Deepak. Sunday, October 22nd, Grace for President, North Carolina Museum of History, starts at 5 p.m. Sunday, October 22nd, Lizzie Borton of Fall River, Cary Arts Center, performance starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, October 24th, Sense and Sensibility, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. This performance is set to open at 7:30. Sunday, October 29th, a Soldiers Play at Justice Theater Project at United Church of Christ. Play starts at 3. Saturday, November 4th, Love Never Dies. This is Deepak. This is the sequel to Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. Sunday, November 5th, Perfect Arrangement. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Thursday, November 9th, Wait Until Dark, Cape Fear Regional Theater. And this is a 7:30 performance. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.